John this morning, John chapter number 10 this morning as you're trying to find your place. Remember tonight is the revival at 7 o'clock it'll start, but I pray we don't wait to 7 o'clock tonight to see what God has in store for us. I pray we look this morning to what God has for us this morning. As we look Wednesday night, Jesus said, I am the door. But today I want to look at the next thing Jesus says, and that is that Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. That's what Jesus said. He said, I am the good shepherd. John chapter number 10 and verse number 11. If you have a copy of God's word, I ask you to stand, please. Do y'all hear that wind going through this microphone? I believe that's just a small, on the day of Pentecost, when it come flying through, there's a mighty rushing wind. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Look at the people standing out of their cars. And I'm telling you, being obedient to what God's called us to do, He will let that breeze blow. Man, if that feels good, get an amen. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible says in John chapter number 10, verse number 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, but he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. And Jesus says again, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me. This is Jesus. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. And I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence this morning, Lord, I thank you for that mighty rushing wind, Father, that's coming through this place. Lord, I'm asking this morning, Father God, that under the sound of my voice, Father, if they be one that's lost this morning, I pray they'd leave saved. Lord God, if there's one this morning that's broken, I pray they'd leave put back together before they leave this way this morning. And Father God, if there's one this morning that feels like the shepherd is not watching over them this morning, I pray they realize that the shepherd never leaves the sheep. He never leaves the sheep. He's always there and always tending to their needs. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you. I'm praying for revival to break loose in this place. And Father God, I pray that this small congregation of folks, little Union Chapel Baptist Church, Lord God, I pray we be found turning the world upside down for Jesus Christ. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come here this morning and we look in verse number 11, the Bible says, I am the good shepherd. That's what Jesus said. Jesus Christ Himself said He was the good shepherd. Folks, this morning I want you to know when Jesus said that He was the good shepherd, that's not up for a vote this morning. That's not up for a debate this morning. Jesus said it, and that settles it. I've heard a lot of times it be said that Jesus said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, this morning, if Jesus says it, it doesn't matter if you believe it or not. If Jesus says it, that settles it this morning. But this morning, as we look into the text, I want to look at what is the importance of a good shepherd. I'm not talking about a hireling, and I'm not talking about a bad shepherd, but I'm talking about a good shepherd this morning. And as we look in the text this morning, in verse number 11, the Bible says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. This morning, number one, we see the good shepherd. One importance of the good shepherd is that he redeems or he rescues his sheep. Folks, this morning I want you to know, if you are one of God's this morning, He redeemed you and He will rescue you. We sung that song, Red Letters, and He said that immediately right then, that day, there came a change on the inside. For every born-again believer, when the good shepherd, when He rescues you, there's a difference on the inside. And this morning, it's like this. There's three ways that we can reference that this morning. He says, I am the good shepherd. shepherd, and he says, the good shepherd give his life for the sheep. One way this morning would be like we would be on the block, on the auction block, and sin would be against us, and somebody would have to pay the ransom for us. Friends, this morning I want you to know that Jesus Christ, he redeems his sheep. Number one, this morning's cause, he paid the ransom. Friends, I want you to get this morning. In Hebrews chapter number 9 and verse number 12, the Bible says, neither by the blood of goats. Friends, this morning you wasn't saved by some goat's blood. This morning, can I get an amen? Hey, you wasn't saved by good works. Can I get an amen? Hey, you wasn't rescued this morning by a believer's baptism. This morning you was rescued. This morning Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. He says, neither by the blood of goats or by calves, but by His own blood. He said, by His own blood, by the own blood of Jesus Christ this morning. I don't know about you this morning, but that fires me up. Hey, to know that I don't have a hireling as a shepherd this morning, but I got a good shepherd this morning. He never leaves me. He never leaves me. He always rescues me. He said, neither by the blood of goats or by calves in Hebrews 9:12, but by His own blood. He entered in once. Friends, I want you to know when He entered into that Holy of Holies, when He entered into that place and He laid that blood there on that auction block. Friends, I want you to know He don't have to keep on entering in. He just entered it once time, and He said, that He entered once into the holy place, having attained eternal redemption for us. This morning I want you to know, if you've been born again this morning, He paid the ransom for you. If you don't think nobody loves you, you just turn to Hebrews 9:12 and realize He gave His own blood for you. You know, if somebody needs a blood transfusion and they need that certain type of blood, hey, I want you to know, if you need type A blood, type B blood won't do. If you need type B blood, type A blood won't do. But I want you to know this morning, the blood of Jesus Christ, it can be transferred to anybody. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter where they've been. He says this morning, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd, what does he do? He lays down his life for the sheep, because he paid the ransom. Friends, I want you to get this morning. When you think nobody loves you, Jesus laid his life down for you. With this coronavirus going on, I understand there's a lot of times we don't understand what goes on. But I do know this, Jesus Christ, He is the good shepherd, and He leads us. He paid the ransom. But also, not only did He pay the ransom, but He removed the penalty. Look what He says. I am the good shepherd, and get the good shepherd, He gives His life for the sheep. He said, not only did I pay the ransom, but He did this. He removed the penalty of that sin this morning. He said, I'm that good shepherd this morning. And He said, the good shepherd, He redeems His sheep. Friends, this morning He says, He removed the penalty. In Galatians chapter number 3 and verse number 13, the Bible says that Christ hath redeemed us, not nobody else, not nothing else. Friends, I want you to get this morning. I'm not redeemed because I'm a Southern Baptist preacher. I'm not redeemed this morning because Baptist is on the church building here. I'm redeemed this morning because the blood of Jesus Christ. He redeemed me and saved me. He said He removed the penalty. Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. What the law could not do, the Lord did do. What the law could not do, the Lord did do. I want you to get this morning. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. And it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Friends, this morning you and I don't have to pay that sin debt. It's already been paid for us by our good shepherd this morning. Let me give you something else. He said the good shepherd redeems his sheep also, not only because he removed the penalty, but he released us from the pain that sin has. He released us from the pain that sin has. Get this morning. In Colossians 1:14, the Bible says, in whom we have redemption. Been rescued. We have redemption. In whom we have redemption through His blood. That redemption we have this morning is because the good shepherd, He laid His life down for the sheep. And that's what He says. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins from death and all these things. But let me give you this. I want to stop right here. When he released us from the pain, from the forgiveness of sins, he redeemed us from danger in our life. He redeemed us from danger in our life. Look in verse number 12. But he that is a hireling, here's that danger that he rescued us from, and not the shepherd whose own sheep are not. He seeth the wolf coming. Man, he sees that wolf coming. Here's what a hireling does. He sees that wolf coming, and instead of taking care of them sheep, he lets the wolf get the sheep. He lets the wolf scatter the sheep. And friends, this morning, can I say to you, oh, Satan, he's no more than a wolf. Not only did the good shepherd redeem us, and he rescued us from danger, but he delivered us and rescued us from the devil this morning. Friends, this morning the devil has no control over you. He has no power over you. If you've been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, you have been redeemed. You have been set free. And the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. A lot of times the reason we don't walk in redemption, even though we've been redeemed, is because we don't say so. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, you know, I got a bad doctor's report and I go get the result tomorrow and I know it's bad. You ain't even got the result yet and you're already calling it bad. Hey, we got revival this week and it's going to be a struggle. It ain't even been a struggle yet and you've already called it a struggle. Friends, this morning I want you to know, he says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so this morning. He says he rescues his people. He says he rescues them from danger and he rescues them from the devil, but also he rescues them to deliver them this morning. He said the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep to deliver them so death has no hold on them. But I want to slow down right here and let you get this real good. Y'all know what real good is? Real good. I mean real good. Not only did the good shepherd rescue his sheep, but the good shepherd, the only way he can rescue his sheep, get this, is he has got to be, there's that Detroit language, he's got to be, he has to be related, not only to rescue them, but he has to be related to the sheep. That shepherd has to be related to that sheep. Friends, this morning I want to show you in the Word of God where he has to be related to that sheep. This morning I pray you're related to the shepherd this morning. And look what the Bible says. He says the good shepherd redeems his sheep, but also the good shepherd is related to the sheep this morning. In verse number 14, the Bible says, I am the good shepherd. Not only did the first time he said, I'm the good shepherd, he said, I rescue my sheep. But the second time he says, I am the good shepherd, he says, I am related to my sheep. Verse number 14, the Bible says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of my sheep. He says this morning that the good shepherd is related to the sheep. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 21. And this morning you may be asking, Brother BJ, how can we be related to Jesus Christ? How can we be related to what Jesus Christ can do in our life? Is it just because we're born again? Friends, I want you to know he related to us before you was ever saved. He took on the sin man before you was ever even saved. And he became what we should have been. And he says the good shepherd is related to the sheep. How can Jesus be related to us? The only way he can be related to us is he is our kinsman redeemer this morning. And look what he says in the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 21. The Bible says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. How did he become related to us? God put all mankind's sin on this good shepherd. And at that point, what was going to kill us and what was going to destroy us, it was put on Jesus. Every sin that's ever been committed, every sin that ever will be committed was put on Jesus Christ. It said he who knew no sin became sin for you and I. Friends, I want you to know the reason he's related to us this morning is because he knows what it is to have sin put upon him. Friends, he knows what you go through and he knows what I go through. And a good shepherd, he's right there with his sheep. And the Bible says in verse number 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him this morning. Let me give you this. I want to give you five things that a kinsman redeemer had to do. For him to be related to you And for the kinsman redeemer to redeem you, there was five qualifications he had to meet. Friends, this morning, if you turn to the book of Ruth, and we know this when we got in there, Naomi had two daughter-in-laws. And both of them daughter-in-laws, they lost their husbands. One was Orpha, and one we know was Ruth. And we know when they got on down there that Orpha left, but Ruth, she stayed with Naomi. She said, I won't leave you. But there came a time that they needed a redeemer, and they needed a kinsman redeemer. And they looked everywhere for somebody to redeem them. Can I say to you this morning, can I say on the authority of God's word, beloved, I want you to know there's a lot of people needs redeemed in the world we're living in. And there's a lot of people looking to a lot of things. Hey, they're looking to the next doctor for the next fix. Hey, they're looking to a cell phone for what they can get next. But friends, this morning, the only way to be redeemed is through the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. And he said the only way that's going to work is you need a kinsman redeemer this morning. One that is a good shepherd this morning. Friends, let me give you this. You can't buy your way out. Happiness. If you just keep buying, 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 you will never be redeemed. You'll never be happy. The price has already been paid. Friends, this morning, let me give you this. If you, whatever addiction, whatever you're struggling with this morning, the only way you're going to be redeemed from it is not keep running to it, but running to Jesus this morning. They say, Jesus, does he fix everything? I want to say this. He makes everything new. I thank God that he didn't fix me. 5:17, we're in 21, but in 5:17 he said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new. I am new. He didn't fix me, he made me new. Folks, this morning I want you to know he did not restore me, he resurrected me. To restore me is I'd have kept that old heart and that old person, but that old person is dead and he has brought up a new individual. And that is one that is in Christ Jesus, clothed in his righteousness, just as you are. But five qualifications that Boaz had to be here, but not only Boaz had to be there for Ruth, but Jesus Christ is for us. Number one is this, the kinsman had to be related. The kinsman redeemer to be that had to be related to the one that he was going to redeem. And Jesus says in verse number 21 of 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, for he hath made him to be sin for us. He is related to us because he was made sin for us. Number one, the kinsman had to be related. Number two, the kinsman had to be free of the guilt that was on that individual to be able to redeem that individual from what they need to be redeemed from. Folks, this morning I want you to know Jesus Christ, he is free of any guilt. He is free of any sin. He is free of any accusation, even though it was put on him. I want you to know the man who knew no sin became sin for me this morning and for you this morning. He was free from it. He said he related to us. He put that sin on him, but on the cross, when he said it is finished, I want you to know he destroyed sin right then. Friends, I want you to know he destroyed death, hell, and the grave. And this morning, if you've been born again, I want you to get this morning. Your kinsman redeemer, he can redeem you this morning. He said that kinsman had to be related. That kinsman had to be free from whatever accusation that was against the individual that needed to be redeemed. I've always said this, and I can speak this. A drug addict, listen here, an alcoholic. An alcoholic can't help another alcoholic. He can't. A drug addict can't help another drug addict. Somebody that's addicted to porn can't help somebody else that's addicted to porn. Friends, I want you to know this is preaching this morning. You listen to me. Until that individual's been redeemed, he cannot help that other individual. Until he's free of the sin that is guilty to him, he cannot help the other individual. Inside of a church, the reason we can help one another is God puts people like you and I in here that has come from a broken home, broken lives, broken all over, and he says, help the other one since you have been set free. Friends, this morning, if you have not been set from the sin that's in your life, free from that guilt of that sin in your life, you will not be able to help another individual with what's going on in their life. I've seen it too many times. You take an old boy, he'll come in here, he'll get on fire for God. It won't be long, he'll get back in the same old addiction, the same old thing that drug him down, and it won't be long, he'll drag somebody else down with him. You can't help nobody else until you've been freed yourself. This morning, until you've been freed, you can't help nobody else. You know how many times we want to pour into somebody and we're not letting God pour into us? If you're not full, don't try to pour out on nobody else because you'll be bone dry empty. Does everybody get that bone dry empty? Bone dry empty is when there's nothing in the tank. That tank is empty. This morning, I want you to know if your tank's empty, that's why we're here this morning. That's why we've called revival this coming up week. That our tank get full and be right back where it needs to be. Friends, this morning, I want you to know that kinsman redeemer, he had to be related. That kinsman redeemer, not only related, but he had to be set free from that sin that would hold that other individual down. And Jesus Christ met all these qualifications. But also, the kinsman had to be able to pay the total price. The kinsman redeemer had to be able to pay the total price. He couldn't pay half the price. He couldn't pay some of the price. He had to pay the whole price. Look with me in 2 Corinthians 5:21. That kinsman redeemer had to be able to pay the total price. And he said this, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him." But if we go back to the text, John chapter number 10 and verse number 18, if you'll go back to that text, here it is. He had to be able to pay the total price. And the only body that was able to pay your total price of sin debt was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Every time they slew a lamb, get this, they had to slew another one. But when Jesus Christ, when he was slew one time on that cross, never again anyone had to be slewed for sin. Look at this. "No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received from my Father." But I want to share this too. Not only the kinsman had to be related, the kinsman had to be free, the kinsman had to be able to pay the total price, but the kinsman had to be willing to pay the price. That's the problem we get in right here now. He had to be willing to pay the price. The kinsman redeemer had to be willing to pay the price. I want to ask you this morning, would you be willing to pay anybody else's price for the sin in their life? Well, of course not. Preacher, that's exactly right. But let me show you what Jesus said. Jesus said here, if you'll look with me, verse number 18, "No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself." If that ain't willing to do what to redeem you and I don't know what is. He said, "No man takes my life from me. I lay it down myself." He said, "I want you to know what I'm doing on that cross of Calvary. I'm doing it because I'm willing to be their kinsman redeemer." He said, "I am willing to do what it takes." Look at 15. "As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." My friends, let me give you this. Not only did he have to be willing to pay the price, but the kinsman had to be willing to marry the widow. He had to be willing to marry the widow. Boaz was willing to marry Ruth, Naomi's daughter-in-law. He had to be willing to marry what nobody else wanted. You know, today we're the bride of Christ. We are. We're his bride today. He was willing to say, "I want them to be my bride." Women today, let me give you this. I don't know who's out here. I can't tell who's in the parking lot. If I could, it wouldn't do me no good. If you say, "Man, all I am is a clean maid at my house. All I do is clean, clean, clean. I get no respect." Let me tell you this. There's one that respects you, and his name's Jesus Christ. He said, "You're my bride. I'll never abuse you. I'll never misuse you because you're my bride." And he said, "I paid the price for you." Folks, I want to give you this morning. He said, not only does the good shepherd rescue his sheep. Not only does that good shepherd, when he rescues that sheep, he is related to that sheep. But that good shepherd, he rewards his sheep. He rewards his sheep. I want to give you three verses this morning in closing how God rewards his sheep. He rewards his sheep. Revelation chapter number 22 and verse number 12. If you'll turn there this morning. Revelation chapter number 22. And verse number 12, this is what a good shepherd does. He rewards his sheep. He said, "Preacher, I ain't got very many rewards here lately." Boy, just think about how many is laid up for you in heaven. Amen. What the Bible says in Revelation 22:12, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward." He said, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be." But not only did he say that, turn with me to 2 John, verse number 8. There is no chapter in 2 John, it's just one chapter. 2 John, chapter number 1, verse number 8. Look what he says, 2 John 8. And the Bible says, talking about a good shepherd, he rewards his sheep. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 8. 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 8. We're talking about the rewards that God gives us. 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 8. And the Bible says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and to not me only, Paul said, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Folks, I want to give you this morning. You have a Redeemer this morning that loves you. You have a Redeemer this morning that has rescued you. You don't have to live the way you used to live. He has rescued you. The world tells you whatever you've ever battled with, you have to battle with that to the day you die. By the authority of God's Word, the Bible says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. You don't have to battle that battle no more. He said, I have rescued you from that. I have set you free. And He said, I've done that because I am related to you. I took your sin upon me that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. And guess what? When He does that, you know what He wants to do? He wants to reward you this morning. This morning, all week, all I can think about this morning, when I got up early this morning, and Brandy said, hey, have you been up all morning? I said, I think I have. I got up early this morning because you know why? I'm ready for revival tonight. Man, I couldn't even sleep because I'm ready to see what God's going to do in this place and in my life. Feed me and feed you and give us what we need throughout this time. And friends, I want you to get this morning. He loves you so much that He has set this week up for you. He has set this week up for you. He said, I'm going to reward you for your obedience, for your faithfulness. I'm going to reward you this week. I don't know what God's going to do, but I believe He's going to pour something out here because I know He's the good shepherd. All week long, if you got that little app on your phone where you hit weather, it shows the weather. It showed rain today. We've been praying. Guess what? It may rain when we leave, but it ain't raining right now. He's the good shepherd. Yes, tomorrow it's showing rain every... If you look on your phone now, it's got a sunshine. Folks, I want you to know this morning, if we call on God, we can be just like, hey, He is our weatherman, amen? He is our weatherman. Brother J.D. shared yesterday with them kids about being either cold or hot or lukewarm. Folks, He is our weatherman. And he said, I'd rather you be hot or cold, not lukewarm. Through this revival, you make sure you come ready, on fire for what God's got for you to do. Because He rescued you. Man, He has rescued you, man. He's related, and He's going to reward you today and this week for doing what He's called you to do. I want to ask you a question this morning. Do you know this good shepherd? Do you know Him this morning? A good shepherd says one thing he won't do. He won't let the wolf scatter the sheep. And folks, this morning I want you to know that I thank God we got a good shepherd that won't let us scatter when things come. If there's one thing that I, through this whole coronavirus, that I've been just in a turmoil about, and my deacons know this, I said, man, we got to get back. We got to get back doing something. And here was my word I said every time, and you ask either one of these deacons, I said, if we don't get back to what God's called us to do, we won't have nothing to go back to. If we don't get back to meeting and doing what God's called us to do, we won't have nothing to get back to. Folks, this morning I want you to know I thank God that He is the good shepherd, and He's not allowed this flock to scatter. This morning, do you know Jesus Christ is your good shepherd? Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, I just thank You. I am just so excited this morning for You, Father, what You do in people's life. Father, there's been a lot go on, and I know that. And there's people in this congregation out here right now, they've been hurt. They may even have church hurt. I don't know. Father God, they may be having something going on in their life. I don't know. But I do know this, that You're the good shepherd and You'll rescue them right where they're at right now. And Father God, we must not wait till tonight as a congregation to remove those sinful restraints before revival comes. Father God, we don't need to wait till Wednesday night to where it's already almost to the point of, Father God, that point. But Father, we need to start right now getting our hearts right, getting our minds right, and realizing You're our Redeemer this morning. Father God, you're that Redeemer. You paid the total price. You didn't leave one stone unturned. When you said it is finished, it was finished. And Lord God, whoever this morning that's hurting and needs you, Father God, I know it's a long walk from that vehicle to this altar up here, but Father God, it's a longer walk from until you walk to Calvary. Father God, it may be a long walk from the back of the parking lot to the right or the left, but Father God, it's a whole lot longer walk up Calvary's hill. Lord God, it may be a little painful to get down on this concrete on them knees, but Father God, when them nails went in your hands, it's a whole lot more painful. Lord God, this morning, whatever we're putting in our way this week, whatever we've already put on the schedule, Father, so we didn't have to come to a revival. Uh-oh. Father God, I pray we just do our schedule over. Father God, whatever we done lined up and said we can't come, it's already been on the schedule for too long. Father God, I pray we put some things off and put you first. Lord God, you know who'll do that. And Father God, this week, coming to this revival, I believe on the authority of God's word, that you would, Father God, reward your folks for putting in the effort. And Lord God, this morning, I pray if the lost that comes, they'd leave saved. And Father God, I'd pray the broken that would come would leave put back together. Father God, I do know when I was a kid, I heard that story, Humpty Dumpty. He fell. All the king's horsemen and all the king's men. Father, I know they couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But Father God, I thank you this morning that you can put anybody back together again. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name we ask and do pray. All of God's people say, amen. I ask you to stand right where you're at this morning. Maybe this morning you just don't know Him as that Redeemer like you should. Maybe this morning revival's coming up, and revival's nothing more than the removal of sinful restraints. Stuff that you got going on in your life that you know that would hinder you from doing what God's called you to do. Folks, you know what hinders God from showing up the way He should is when we hide stuff in our heart. When we hide stuff deep down and we just don't get right with God. But I want you to know, I thank God that He's here this morning to make all things new, as we sang this morning. Be lost people coming in tonight. Hey, revival starts tonight. Man, I hate to know I was a saved person and lost people had to stumble over me to find Jesus. Man, I hate to know that. I hate to know a lost man say, if that's what being saved is about, I don't want nothing to do with it. They first called them Christians at Antioch. Why? Because they seen a change. They seen something different in their life. Folks, I want you to know, I'm praying that this little church in Beaverton, Alabama, I pray that God use